Yes, there's another one.
Yes, you have noticed that Elder Wieland is trying to give you clear, brief answers. Try to be brief also in the questions. Now let's go to this side. Yes, Oscar, please.
Dr. Wieland, I want to know, based upon the research that you have done with regards to the 1888 conference, whether you have been able to discover whether there was a definitive view presented by Wagner and Jones with regards to the human nature of Christ and what that position is.
As I understand the messages of Jones and Wagner that have been preserved for us, in his little book, which was a letter to George I. Butler called The Long Galatians, he very clearly takes the position that Christ was tempted in all points like as we are. He took our fallen sinful nature upon his sinless nature. The same concept is expressed in his January 21, 1889 article in the Signs of the Times. The same concept appears again in other articles in the Signs and in his book, The Glad Tidings, and in his sermons at the 1901 General Conference session. I understand that A.T. Jones was in complete, perfect harmony with him in the same conviction.
The 1888 message, or is it an aside, so to speak?
We know that Wagner believed it and taught it immediately before the 1888 conference. Dr. Froom tells us he interviewed Wagner's widow, and she told him, and I have no reason to doubt what he says, she told him that she took down her husband's studies at Minneapolis in shorthand. They were transcribed and became the articles in the Signs of the Times that were later compiled with slight editing and became the book Christ and His Righteousness. He taught it just before the session. He taught it just after. He taught it straight on for 13 years after that, consistently. And the 1888 message is far more than the so-called lost presentations at Minneapolis. Ellen White's endorsements are ongoing through 1896, even into 1897. Therefore, the whole sweep of those years embraces the 1888 message. Thank you.
Thank you.